Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Remy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek misplays the ball. That's an error on Pottek. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Fisk moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Lynn scores. There goes Hobson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell bunts towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Stanley now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. White moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. McRae reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. White scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's 4-3 to Red Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to home to get McRae. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up for a single. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice is walked intentionally. Al Raboski now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Paquette picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Hobson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duffy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. Joe LaHude pinch hits for Frank White. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy catches it and throws to first to double up Lockhock. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.